it seems like only a couple of weeks ago we were saying 25 years of Pharma-Nord. Well, actually it was, but the great day has arrived. Yes, the celebration of 25 years of Pharma-Nord as a UK-based company and, of course, the auspices of Bent Henriksen, OBE. And we're back again and we're speaking to Dean Forbes. Dean, good days today. Good days. It's going to be memorable. We've got the sunshine for you as well.
Yes, it's a beautiful day to have a jubilee. We've got the flags flying out the front of the office and everything's ready to welcome the guests in a couple of hours' time.
Yes, the flags of Denmark and Britain, side by side. It's like seeing Peter Schmeichel at Old Trafford, really, but different line entirely.
Yes, different line entirely, but it just shows you that it is possible to kind of incorporate cultures and kind of bring the best of one country together with the best of another, really.
Now, as mentioned, we have brought one of my students along, MA Community Radio postgraduate student, Ed Wellman, who's had a wealth of experience in terms of broadcasting with Phoenix FM in London, been a music teacher, etc. And he's going to be asking a number of questions in a few moments because he is going to be possibly another little classic case study of how somebody who might be in their fourth decade or thereabouts, just exactly, that's all right, Ed, he may sort of benefit from coenzyme Q10. So, Ed, questions for yourself.
Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking about making myself a little bit more healthy, maybe not taking anything that's too strong, and how it might just help my systems work. I mean, what sorts of things should I be looking at?
Well, certainly if we look at Coenzyme Q10, which is kind of our flagship product, if you like, Coenzyme Q10 is already in your body. It's not an essential nutrient that we have to find from diet, but actually we need more of it as we get older. Quite simply, every single one of your cells contains little energy factories, and to make those energy factories function to convert food and oxygen into energy, we need Q10. And what happens is when we get inadequate levels of Q10 in our body and our muscles, for example, that consume huge amounts of it, we can find that we get fatigue after exercise, muscle pain and so on. The heart muscle requires huge volumes of Q10 to function normally. So there's been lots of studies involving Q10 in heart health, Q10 in athletes for recovery from exercise, the antioxidant properties of Q10. It's a very powerful antioxidant. It's one of the few we produce in our own body, in the liver, and that helps defend our fats in the blood from turning rancid, which of course can lead to arterial plaque and all kinds of things like that to do with bad health and high cholesterol. So it has a number of different areas of benefit, and that's just one nutrient. So it's quite easy to take a good high quality Q10 product and find that it's actually benefiting you on a number of different levels.
And who do you find are your most popular clients, if you like? I mean, do people come, as we were saying, at my age, kind of middle age, I would like to call it, or do you find that it really benefits a great variety of ages?
I think that your standard demographic would be the over 50s, if you like, and that's just really because I think people start to put a little bit of a mirror to their lifestyle at that point. We get more visits to the doctor, we start to wonder how else can we look after ourselves, and we become a little bit more aware of our own mortality a little bit. And so often with the younger generations, you feel a little bit invincible. And there's also a belief, which is a little bit incorrect, that we can get all we need from diet, and it only becomes apparent as that kind of starts to fail us later in life that we need to start to supplement. We've started to expand our demographic of over 50s who are very health conscious and are very interested in quality vitamins. They know their research, they've investigated online, they've asked experts for help, and they start to realise, I need a certain type of product, a certain standard. But now we're starting to interest people that are into exercise and wellness on that level. So we are tapping into a younger demographic as well.
So Linda Lasardi, I won't go into her age at all, sorts of other species, but she's fairly young.
She's very youthful, yes. And I think a lot of that, the sign of that is that is when you look after your body, you know, it will look after you, and in terms of maybe even your career, you know. So you've got to start as you mean to go on.
And indeed, Bent Henriksen himself looking remarkably fit for a man who's a mountaineer as well.
Yes, he's you don't get many 75-year-olds going up mountains, and it's a good testament to the products that he takes and an overall attitude. I think we're not here to start saying that supplements are a replacement for food and that they're the answer to everything, but preventative nutrition and supplementation is a sensible way to try and stave off some of the illnesses and diseases that we often succumb to as we get into our 50s, and we wonder how did it happen, and in fact it's just often down to dietary reasons.
So it's your 25th birthday today, obviously yours as well, and we talked about Q10, but what are some of the other things that are maybe being developed by yourselves at the moment that will be coming out shortly?
Well, we're looking at a range of possibilities. I mean, Pharmanaud will never be the kind of company that brings a first to the market, really, because we like to wait until the research is strong enough for us to justify making a preparation. And because we're all about bioavailability, how well the body can absorb the product that you're taking, we need to get a lot of stability testing done. How long will the product last? And what is the existing research? Do we need to do any of our own research? But ultimately, we're looking at maybe potentially investigating a woman's multivitamin, something more targeted for women, so increasing the folic acid content, increasing the B vitamin content and so on, maybe even adding some iron in, which is important for women but not as crucial for men, and then we might look at things like potentially things that help detox and look after the liver. And also maybe investigating what we can do with our men's product, our Prelox product, and is there an application for that in the female market? So there's a few things we're experimenting with here.
Dean, what's your own background? How did you approach working in this industry?
Well, my background is purely a marketing and sales background, really. And I've worked in a number of different industries, including finance. But actually,
far too interesting for finance, Dean.
yeah. Well, obviously that's why I'm here, you know. But I started to work with communications and press office work, and I knew that I wanted to change industries, and I'd always had an interest in getting fit. I used to be quite a bit overweight. I've lost like 30 kilos since I started with Pharmanaud, and what I did was I know how to buy into a brand and build contacts in the press, and that's what I came here for. But my expertise or any kind of skill I have now with nutrition is just being developed up with 4.5 years of being exposed to research papers, working with some of the best in the business, Dennis Gore. You know, once you work with Dennis and you talk to Dennis about Coenzyme Q10 and the health applications, you start to believe the brand.
Just listen to his podcast, southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com, of course.
Exactly. I mean, that's a perfect resource for all of Dennis's best bits. And we work with Babi Channa, a wonderful nutritionist and biochemist. And we've got a huge resource at our hands in terms of research. So I've built up a little bit of a personal interest and personal knowledge there as well.
That's great. I mean, I'm cradling a lovely warm cup of coffee. Thank you very much. What about the expression, everything in moderation? Is that a good basis to base all of this on?
I would say that is probably right in this if you're starting from a healthy standpoint. You know, so if you're in good health and you've got a reasonably good balanced diet and you exercise, then when you're looking at supplementation, then moderation is important. It's also very important when you look at certain nutrients that have a certain level of toxicity as you go higher up in the dosage. So if you take selenium, for example, most people in the UK are drastically short on selenium. Selenium is really important for heart health, immune function, healthy skin, hair and nails, all kinds of roles in the body, absolutely vital. And we get it from diet, but we don't get enough. However, if you start to supplement with selenium, for example, a very highly bioavailable product like ours, world-class levels of bioavailability.
Selenium and zinc.
Yes, selenium and zinc, SelenoPrecise. We actually find that 200 micrograms, 400 micrograms is perfectly adequate. And you need to understand what the levels are. But there are some things that we can do huge volumes of, and they can only benefit us. So Q10, you know, you can take a few hundred milligrams of that daily. Many athletes do. Certainly if you're going to go up a mountain, you know, and your body's under a lot of pressure, and it's fact breaking down as you go higher into the atmosphere, you need to support your cellular defense and your cellular energy. But moderation is the best standpoint. If you're looking for therapeutic benefit, then it's best to look for expert advice. We can give good advice over the phone. We also have access to nutritionists, or you can seek out a nutritionist yourself, and they will start to understand what your actual levels are, what your needs are. So what might be an adequate amount for one person, they may need extra. Could be like probiotics, for example. We can do with huge volumes of friendly bacteria. So when you're choosing probiotics and when you're getting advice on them, again, moderation, what people think is a decent amount, you might actually need to up that amount if you're looking for therapeutic benefits for IBS or that kind of thing.
So you just said you can offer some advice to people over the phone if they call you, rather than people standing in the shop trying to read what it's about. People must really appreciate that.
They do. It's actually more unique than we thought in the industry. I mean, every vitamin manufacturer has a helpline. where, you know, you're talking about stockists or the bit looking at ingredients and so on. But the level of knowledge we've now got within the office and the training that we do and that we also pass on to retailers means that even a retailer can ring us with a customer in the shop and we'll give them some advice or we'll explain the function of the product or any complementary products that may go with it. What we find is that people come back and use us as a resource for that, which obviously is good for the business because we get loyal customers who are satisfied, and it's good for the industry because the more we can help educate individuals, the more they will share that message with other people.
Point in the direction of our podcast, obviously, says shameless branding. I know we will hopefully meet up with Dennis shortly, unless we're carried away by the BBC. Other broadcasting services are available. But in terms of that, he was very keen to obviously mention the athletical side of things, and Olympic athletes clearly an awful lot goes into, oh yes, nutritional supplements. It is important to stress that actually something like coenzyme Q10, it's natural, it's perfectly legal, it does have a massive impact in terms of performance of various other bits and pieces, but it's not going to get you in trouble with the IOC.
Absolutely not. No, we've actually had our Q10 batches tested by HFL, Sport Sciences, that approve all of the supplements used by athletes in accordance with anti-doping measures. So we can safely say that that the products are safe. And again, the chemical structure of the Q10 that we use is identical to the Q10 you make in your own body.
So you see, Ed, you can still actually do the next Olympics should you need to actually go for that.
Well, I've already been asked, of course. I'll be in there. But your website, Dean, is?
Well, we have two websites. Our corporate website, to learn all about the company, the quality, the manufacturing, is pharmanord.co.uk. And we also have an online web shop, which also has a blog attached to it, which is multivits.co.uk as well.
Okay, well, we've now moved from the boardroom into the general area of the Pharmanord base, and we're delighted to speak to the fabulous
Babi Chana.
Babi, we met about 2 or 3 years ago. Obviously, I was not memorable at all because you've forgotten all about me, but it's good to see you again. You're looking at the peak of health as ever.
Thank you very much.
So share with us your connection with respect to the Pharmanord company.
I have been affiliated very strongly with Pharmanord as a consumer, is how I started. Since 2000, the year 2000, that's about 13 years now, and I ran my own pharmacy and health food businesses in Bristol, was invited to a symposium, took great interest in it, and I'm very passionate about caring for the community, and it's a bit like Jamie Oliver with the science, really. So I'm now sort of, as a journalist, I want to get this message out that what we eat matters. And I'm very happy to be associated with Pharmanord because, I mean, I wish to fly the flag and make a difference to human welfare.
It's pretty much summed up exactly why both Southside Broadcasting and indeed Midweek Drive on Sion FM are involved with the whole thing. Ed is about to probably start a little trial here with respect to Pharmanord Q10, so, and also doing your MA Community Radio with me at the School of Journalism. Questions for yourself, Ed?
Babi, you match perfectly with the Pharmanord banner there. You're very well coordinated, and the strapline there, because your body deserves the best. And you mentioned that you were a chemist, and did you see people that you were trying to help finding that it was doing the best for their body?
Certainly, I think the main point to get across with Pharmanord is that with respect to health, what you put in your mouth really stimulates and supports nature's own healing mechanisms. So what I like about Pharmanord, although it is in tablet and capsule form, it's really what we get as hunter-gatherers. And it's what we're missing from the diet, that you can augment your well-being, but without alien chemicals. So it's not as a chemist...
Not processed.
Not processed, certainly, but it's very difficult to be optimally healthy with what we eat. And I see supplementation, which I do personally, so I'm not asking anyone to do what I don't do personally. I've taken Q10 since I was 28, and I'm nearly 50 now.
I can't believe that. It's ridiculous.
No.
We refuse to believe that, Babi, so there we are.
Chronologically enhanced, we are.
Experientially enhanced, chronologically gifted.
That's the one. But I can just tell that you're a healthy person as well. It's not just about you taking a supplement. You probably get out and have a good walk, go swimming, play tennis.
Tell your secrets.
Seriously? I think it's about, for me personally, it's a good diet. I don't exercise as much as I should. But again, I feel if you are nourished as in you have A to Z vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, then you actually need to eat less. So it's, if you have a refined diet, you're lacking minerals, and that sets up for cravings. For example, chromium is a mineral that most people wouldn't have heard of. They're aware of iron, they're aware of calcium, but things like selenium, chromium, zinc, they play a major role in many, many metabolic pathways in our body. So how we process virtually every function our body cells.
Particularly in the case of chromium with glucose, it's a very good regulator of glucose and coordinates things from that point of view.
Absolutely. So if you crave sugar, then you're probably lacking in chromium. So again, where you say, do I sort of exercise, I really feel that what I eat and what I supplement means that, you know, I've maintained...
It's a cliche, but let's face it, if you had a top-of-the-range Bentley or Audi or any vehicle and you put sugared water in it, you wouldn't expect it to actually travel very far. Perhaps the same thing is true with respect to human beings. What we put in effectively sort of impacts on what we actually do.
Well, a Bentley would need fuel, and we need vitamins, minerals and fish oils and all the rest of it to function optimally. We will be sick or below par physically, or have heart disease, and, you know, manifest in some clinical way. So if we actually give the body what it needs to run, then we stand a better chance of, you know, staying on track. Healthy.
And that's something which our regular weekly slots with Dennis Gore, of course, and indeed our annual sort of features with Pharma Nord very much sort of focus on. It is a case of well-being. It is a case of ensuring that you're celebrating the best of the human experience, etc. And also, I think you made a key point there in terms of how we actually sort of coordinate that and actually giving ourselves every opportunity to really function at an optimal level.
It's so difficult. There's so many facets of every individual's life. We're exposed to adverts that, you know, tempt us into eating junk foods or sugary snacks and drinks, certainly. And then we've got, you know, the pharmaceutical industry trying to make us well, you know, in pop a pill and a miracle will happen. So people are relying on the doctor maybe to get them better again. So there's no one real answer. And I think for the purposes of what we're trying to get across here is, yes, eating matters. What we eat is profoundly important. And to simplify the message, I would say if you can pluck it from a tree or pull it from the ground or sea, it's good for you. If it's been on a conveyor belt, stop and think. Boxes and packets do not grow on trees.
It's quite profound.
And just one little exception from the rule is the table of very fine cupcakes over there, all with an individual 25th happy birthday on the top for Pharma Nord. So, you know, there we are. I think you can allow yourself one, Babby.
They don't even tempt me. Honestly, they don't. They seriously don't tempt me at all.
Today, I think, is very much a sense of joy. It's a sense of celebration. You must actually get a, I say you must, but hopefully you do get a sense of fulfillment and real job satisfaction when you've got a brand which is so positive and does the job as well as Pharma Nord.
I'm so pleased you brought that up, because Bent Henriksen has been a phenomenal and pivotal part of my life. Years ago, he recognised knowledge in me, and he asked me to join his team, and I'm profoundly grateful for elevating me, you know, on the first steps of my career ladder, certainly. And I'm eternally grateful for his benevolence, his kindness, both as, you know, I don't see him as a boss figure, I see him as part of my family. I have huge respect for everything he is, everything he stands for, and certainly as
he tells us about your good self, of course, Bobby, which is good.
Which he runs, so I'm very proud to be affiliated with Pharma Nord, and I see it as my family.